The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity.
We talked about locking people up because they disagree with him. This is a democracy.
And shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
He's convinced all these people that he didn't lose. He's such a sick man. He's so sick.
Let's say Trump wins 3 weeks from today.
I think it will be the cause of the greatest mental health crisis in the history of the country.
Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear.
Up and down the ballot, how many of you are worried about biological men and boys competing against women and girls in sports? Just show me. That's almost the entire room of the United States. The Republican nominee for this year's presidential election, Donald J. Trump. Welcome.
Well, each day brings another surprise. That's why it's important to get these out so quick. We are going to enjoy the takedown of another one who is gnashing her teeth as she discusses the one who she fears and hates. That's President Trump she hates. Very biblical. Very biblical indeed. It was a wonderful show and worth every clip we're going to show you today on that. Stay tuned at the end of the video for Cooper's take on the demonic fools, the one, the original truther that we all look up to, for doing his work, and so much more to cover. Here we go.
I just haven't gotten over something the Justice Department did yesterday. I just haven't gotten over something the Justice Department did yesterday, where Virginia cleaned up its voter rolls and got rid of thousands and thousands of bad votes, and the Justice Department sued them that they should be allowed to put those bad votes and illegal votes back in and let the people vote. So I haven't gotten over that. A lot of people have seen that. They can't even believe it.
Now, this is something that I didn't get into yesterday. But President Trump, remember, had this huge one-hour discussion with this Bloomberg hack. And, boy, he put him to the task, that's for sure. And he made this guy look like just a fool. But, you know, he asked a question that had nothing to do with what you just heard President Trump give his answer to. He wanted folks to know in the audience and everywhere, look, did you realize that these illegal votes that were pulled from the these ballots that were pulled there say, no, these are illegal. Oh, they went in there to court. They're going to sue and they're going to get those things back in there. They want the illegal votes to count. And he wanted folks to know that no matter how bad Kamala looks to everyone, especially in this recent interview, I'm going to show you clip after clip. No matter how bad she looks, no matter how stupid her answers are, the theory is they're going to push her through with the biggest, biggest election hack in the world. Something that everyone's going to notice is probably going to play out right in front of us. The hope is somebody's at the wheel and they're controlling the election as far as controlling the fact that they're not going to be able to put in millions of votes for her. But if all these illegal ballots are going in and they're going to manipulate the numbers on the machines and more, no matter how stupid she is, they could put her through the finish line. And then all of a sudden we wake up and realize, well, this thing was rigged again. So in this recent interview, just about everything that she talks about has to do with the one she hates.
Donald Trump.
So she was supposed to get on there and talk about her policies, what she plans to do for our country. Instead, She spent her entire time. Thank you, APOCTOZ, for putting these clips together like this so we could understand. That's all she cared about. That's all they've got to work with. Is it working? Well, it's interesting because I saw this video clip. It appears that Obama had a talk with Biden. Things aren't looking too good. Look at the body language. He said, nope. You can tell by the way that he's frowning and folding his arms and having a conversation with this Biden character. Things don't seem to be looking too good for them. And they're doing this all through the sounds of those organs. A lot of folks believe that they're able to have comms like this, and it drowns out what they're really talking about. And of course, old Bill sitting over there on the side wondering what's going on. But these guys don't look too happy. They're worried about something. Who knows? Let's continue with the Harris debacle.
You call Donald Trump, he's misguided. You say now
he's unstable. He is unstable, Brett.
He's not well. You say he's mentally not stable.
He's not stable.
Let me ask you this. You told many interviewers that Joe Biden was on his game, that ran around circles on his staff. When did you first notice that President Biden's mental faculties appeared diminished?
That was perfect. Well, you know, I don't really like Brett Baradar at all. He spends a lot of time attacking, I believe, President Trump and going after him and his little cohorts. They, you know, just seem like they're always going against those that are conservative and more. And sometimes I see his eyes flicker almost like they're reptile eyes. I've caught that a few times. So, you know, for those that are into that type of conspiracy, I'm into it. But man, for some reason, he was given permission to go after and put this person, this masked person, into a corner. And boy, did he set up this question perfectly. I mean, everybody was loving this. Hey, don't you think that Trump has lost his mind? You think that he's not capable of doing things? Oh, I definitely believe that. So when did you start noticing Biden like that? Because you were saying that he was fine, perfectly fine. Oh, no matter what, we're going to go through some more clips, but you know how the mainstream media, they're a bunch of liars, the enemy of the people, the train wreck for Kamala. We're going to show you more. You know it was. The left, they know it is. But man, you go to USA Today, and it's Harris did with Fox News what Trump can't do anywhere. Handle tough questions. Oh, man, can you imagine these liberals? There's very few left on this planet who can actually defend Kamala. But boy, they try. ABC News, Harris paints Trump as a threat, draws a contrast with Biden in combative Fox News interview. Wow, way to go, Harris. Harris catches Fox News edit of Trump's enemies from within a threat. And the AP Harris interview with Fox News showcases a change in strategy for Democrats with network. Oh, my goodness. Harris's interview on Fox gets testy, but also gives her a do-over, says NPR. You know, NPR, it's funded by the tax. You know, dollars are supposed to be, you know, bipartisan, but they're not. They're always caught.
Frankly, exhausted of Brett.
More than 70% of people tell the country is on the wrong track. They say the country is on the wrong track. If it's on the wrong track.
So, if you're listening and not watching, while he's talking about the country being on the wrong track, this is probably the greatest clip of them all. He shows on the screen, right direction for America, 21%. The wrong track, this is the Americans, the polls, 79% said we're on the wrong track. And he goes at her with this one.
That track follows 3.5 years of you being vice president and President Biden being president. Ooh. That is what they're saying, 79% of them. Why are they saying that? If you're turning the page, you've been in office for 3.5 years.
And Donald Trump has been running for office.
But you've been the person holding the office.
Come on.
Madam
you
Vice
and I
President.
Both know what I'm talking about. You and I both know what I'm talking about.
I actually don't.
About.
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is that...
What are you talking about? I actually don't. What are you talking about? Everybody always asks, what is she talking about? because she doesn't make sense. And that, you know, Brett Barr, thank you. Thank you for coming back with that one. It's just a simple question. I don't know what you're talking about.
For the last decade,
people have become,
but listen, over the last decade, it is clear to me, and certainly the Republicans who are on stage with me.
Oh, she's a squirming. And it hit her hard, and she's falling back, and boy, it just makes you wonder. Some folks are stating that maybe they're doing this on purpose to give everybody this uneasy feeling so that they could basically somehow in some way she's gets taken out, or they show something legally that she can't run anymore. And then they have to put somebody new on the ballot, so they'll say, well, we have to delay the election to January 5th because our candidate's no longer there, because they have to figure out what they're going to do, because there's no way they can cheat their way through. Who knows? I don't know. I'm just guessing. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen, but it sure does seem like it. President Trump says, great job by Brett Barr and his interview with Lion Kamala Harris. She has a massive and irredeemable case of Trump derangement syndrome. Isn't that true? So bad, in fact, that she is barely able to talk about any subject other than the man who had the best economy ever, the strongest border in history, and who just got the unanimous endorsement of the U.S. Border Patrol. Me. Their endorsement was a tremendous honor. They said that Comrade Kamala did a terrible job, the absolute worst in memory, and can't be allowed to do it again. She is also the worst vice president in history, but hopefully will soon be gone. Again, congratulations to Brett Barr on a tough but very fair interview, one that clearly showed how totally incompetent Kamala is. For the good of our nation, her inferior cognitive ability must be tested at once. I got some more clips to show you, but folks, first, here's something for you. Folks, each day, I mean, you know, as we get older, there's many things that seem to go bad, like the bones and the joints. I mean, I'm losing all my hair, but just been watching it kind of slowly grow back lately. And it's a big, big talking point for me. Many of you guys that met me on the cruise know that that I like to wear like this hair hat, and so we get a good laugh out of that. But I found something amazing from Brightcore. It's called Revive. It's in the description box below, and it's been helping me out quite a bit. I've been taking it. It's got superior quality, and it's this, you know, this collagen is something that was interesting to me. I've seen it. I've heard about it, but it's in this product, Revive, and it's the main protein that holds our body together. It gives structure and support, helping us stay flexible and resilient. It also plays a key role in healing and making sure our body stays in good shape. I mean, they've got this Revive here that reduces the joint pain, strengthens your bones, improves your flexibility, which I've been working on flexibility, especially for golf, mobility, and bone density. I mean, I'm just feeling much better. I've seen that my wrinkles are starting to go away a lot more. My nail growth is actually a lot better. And my wounds, when I get scratches and stuff, they seem to be healing a lot faster. So this collagen comes from the highest quality sources with Revive. Grass-fed bovine, free-range chickens, organic eggshell membrane, and wild-caught Atlantic fish. It's just amazing and safe and effective, free from harmful substances like heavy metals and more. So you can go to Brightcore's link in the description box below. You get 25% off with code AWK, A-W-K, and up to 50% off when you call in at 888-317-9941.
Jocelyn Mungeri, Rachel Morin, Lakin Riley, they are young women who were brutally assaulted and killed by some of the men who were released at the beginning of the administration, well before a negotiated bipartisan bill. Former President Clinton actually referred to Lakin Riley Sunday, campaigning for you in Georgia, saying if those men had been properly vetted, Lakin Riley probably would not have been killed. So if it wouldn't have happened, this is well before any negotiation. This is well before Donald Trump got involved in the politics. This is a specific policy decision by your administration to release these men into the country. So what I'm saying to you, do you owe those families an apology?
Let me just say, first of all, those are tragic cases. There's no question about that. There is no question about that. And I can't imagine the pain that the families of those victims have experienced for a loss that should not have occurred. So that is true. It is also true that if a border security had actually been passed 9 months ago, it would be 9 months that we would have had more border agents at the border, more support for the folks who are working around the clock trying to hold it all together.
Madam Vice President.
To ensure that no future harm would occur. And this election.
Okay, guys, if you're throwing up, I'll give you a minute to get that out. Hopefully you've run to get the towels and you're wiping off the floor right now. I know it's hard to sit here and watch somebody as ridiculous as this try to answer questions. I mean, we've got middle schoolers that can actually handle this one better, but let's continue.
In 20 days, we'll determine whether we have a president of the United States who actually cares more about fixing a problem, even if it is not to their political advantage in an election, because there was a solution, Brett.
Madam Vice President, it was a policy decision in the early part of your administration. I will let one of the mothers talk about it. Take a listen.
Because of the Biden-Harris administration open border policies catch and release, they were enrolled in the Alternatives to Detention program. This meant that they were released into the United States. It was not even a full 3 weeks later that they would take my daughter, Jocelyn Nungare's life. I believe the Biden-Harris administration open border policies are responsible for the death of my daughter.
That's the early days. So do you owe them an apology?
That's right.
I will tell you that I am so sorry for her loss.
Oh, my goodness.
I am so sorry for her loss.
This is sick.
Sincerely.
Sick. She can't provide policy. All she can do is say, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for your loss. And she's the one responsible for it. You're following, you're tracking. Some had to see this. If President Trump would have stepped in 2020, we would have never known that they have no idea what they're doing. They have no clue. They pretend to have leadership abilities. They're just puppets. They, behind the scenes, are evil. When evil does not have anything to do with the Holy Spirit, they have nothing to do with love. They have nothing to do with compassion whatsoever. They're exposed. And those who have been slaves to their system for so many years have had enough. And we're starting to understand through these interviews just how stupid these people really are.
That half of this country is now supporting this person who could be the 47th president of the United States. Why is that happening?
This is an election for president of the United States. It's not supposed to be easy.
I know, but
it's not supposed to be. It is not supposed to be a cakewalk
for anyone. So are they misguided, the 50%?
Yeah, so are they misguided? They're not supporting you. What's wrong with them?
Are they stupid?
What is it? Oh, God, I would never say that about the American people.
She'd never say that. She'd never say that they're stupid, would she?
What's the other thing we know about this population? And it's a specific phase of life. Remember, age is more than a chronological fact. What else do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid. This population, 18 through 24. They are stupid. That is why we put them in dormitories. And they have a resident assistant. They make really bad decisions.
She'd never say they're stupid. I'd never say that, she said. Lie after lie after lie.
During that time, you said repeatedly that the border was secure. When in your mind did it start becoming a crisis?
I think we've had a broken immigration system transcending, by the way, Donald Trump's administration even before. Let's all be honest about that. I have no pride in saying that this is a perfect immigration system. I've been clear, I think we all are, that it needs to be fixed. We need more. I was just down at the border talking with border agents, and they.
One time. She was down there.
I will tell you, and I'm sure you probably, I know you investigate and you are a serious journalist. They will tell you, we need more judges. We need to process those cases faster. We need the support for those cases that should be prosecuted. They need more resources, and Congress ultimately is the only place that that's going to get fixed, Brett. Well, that's how the system works.
That's the premise of this question. But there were 90-plus executive orders that were rescinded in the first days. Many of those were Trump border policies. I'm not going to stay here because there's other things to talk about, but you frequently talk to the Border Patrol Union for support of that bipartisan bill, and they did. They supported it. But they also just endorsed Donald Trump and said, you've been, quote, a failure with border security.
Ooh, you're a failure with border security. They just endorsed Trump, the one that you keep attacking. Oh, my goodness. They just can't make this script any better. Folks should know what's going on by now. The conversation concluded, thanks to Vigilant Fox putting a lot of these clips together. I put in the description box below, by the way, in the video, if you want to follow all the clips that I'm sharing with you, it's right there. Just click on it. It'll be on X. You can share it with everyone. The conversation concluded with a fitting end when Brett Bear, however you say his name, softly reminded Kamala that she didn't say a single thing about herself and chose to spend her time talking bad about Donald Trump instead. That's literally the theme of the entire interview. Kamala told viewers that if you want to learn anything about her, well, hear it for yourself.
I hope you got to say what you wanted to say about Donald Trump. There are a lot of things.
There are a lot of things
that people want to learn about you and your policies.
Yes.
And that's why
I invite everyone to go to KamalaHarris.com. And you will see that I have 80 pages of policies that are quite comprehensive and should be accessible to anyone who would like to read them. And it includes what I intend to do about affordable housing, what I intend to do about small businesses, what I do.
And that's why we invited you here,
our economy,
to see where you were in 2019 and where you are now.
America's military and ensure we have the most lethal and best fighting force in the world.
Madam Vice President,
and
they're giving me a hard rap here.
Well, I thank you for the time.
I thank you for the time.
It's good to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that Brett Barr had some information behind the scenes of what was going on? Well, he sure did.
You've been on the other side. You've been on the rapper as a press secretary interviewing a president. And, you know, I'm talking like four people waving their hands. Like, it's got to stop. So, Martha, final. Yeah, I had to dismount there at the end. There's so many things, and she maybe should do more of these.
Four people, he showed his hands. They're waving their hands, and he showed how they're waving their hands, like, get this thing to stop. They say, throw in the towel. She's going down. She's getting knocked out. We can't take it anymore. Somebody please help. Oh, it reminds me of that show. What was it? Sanford and Sons. Elizabeth, come take me home. Oh, I'm sorry. I had to get a laugh out of that.
Yeah. If I'm upset when I go to McDonald's or the grocery store, what's a hardworking blue-collar American family making $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 a year? How do they feel? They're getting crushed, and Kamala Harris is incompetent. You saw the answers. If she can't do 20 minutes of a fair interview, someone finally asked her a couple at least real questions for a change. The hiding her in the basement strategy was the right way to go. But that too is failing because she agreed with all of the policies that got us to this disastrous place. So they had to put her out there, and it's not working. If she can't do 20 minutes with Brett Baer, how's she going to do against Vladimir Putin? How's she going to do against the mullahs in Iran? How's she going to do against Xi or North Korea or any of the other enemies of America? Any of the other enemies of freedom around the world, she's going to get steamrolled. This is not a competent person that can handle this. She got unhinged in a very basic interview. Our enemies would love a Kamala Harris presidency. They are rooting for it like you've never seen. There's a reason Iran is trying to kill my father. And it's not because they want him to be president. It's because they understand that Kamala Harris's weakness is a huge benefit to all of our adversaries all over the world. And they would love to have four more years of this unmitigated disaster.
Very good. So we've got folks chiming in. Of course, Waters is out there making sure that everyone heard about what was going on, of course. And it just seems to play out in all of her minds over and over again. How in the world did they let her get into leadership in the first place? She's lost her mind. She's been exposed for all of the public to see. Anyone who has a brain or has common sense will realize just how bad it can actually be for all of them. Unbelievable. I'm sure everybody's been talking about this. We're getting different spins, different folks out there sharing just how ridiculous this interview played out for her and for the world to see. And so when we head over to a guy named Jason, he's been a guy who really has been against President Trump. But he came out big numbers, this guy, Bitcoin for Freedom. And he just couldn't hold his tongue anymore. And so he said something I think you guys will understand. I can't stand Donald Trump, he said. He's braggy. He insults people for no reason. And he's just a brutal personality. But my mind is made up. I'm voting for him. Oh, and here's why. He puts Americans and their well-being first. Kamala will not. He will bring Elon into his cabinet to be the efficiency czar and get rid of waste. This alone may be the best single reason to vote for him. Should I give my opinion on Elon real quick of what I think is going on, by the way, with these crazy rocket things and that he's doing that look like they're drones that are pushing out blue beam technology so people think that it looks real in the sky? I don't know. That's just the way I think. But you guys get mad at me all you want because, you know, it's weird is there's a lot of folks that get angry. You give your opinion on anything that has to do with the sky or the firmament. That seems like that's where the most haters fill up my inbox. I don't know why. And it's just weird. Like, why get so angry? We have freedom of speech. Then why do you have to do it in anger? It's supposed to be loving out there. So let me just give my little, just a little thought. We know that NASA is filled with a bunch of lies. We know that they are from the enemy. We know they have a forked tongue from Satan in their logo. We know how they were founded with Wernher von Braun. We know that Wernher von Braun put on his tombstone a psalm proving that there's a firmament so that all would see as he went to his deathbed. We know that they're liars. We know that they take millions of dollars a day. What do they do with that money? Where does it go? So my theory is if this Elon Musk 2.0, the one who's probably not the real Elon, he's doing all of this to, number one, make NASA look stupid. Number two, could he be signing a contract and NASA disappears? And then they take the money, the good guys. They fold the, they use the program, the SpaceX program, to make everybody believe stuff, and then they use that for good against the enemy who created NASA in the first place. My theory, just a theory. You guys tell me what you think below the video without being hateful, please. Number three, President Trump will bring Robert Kennedy Jr. into his cabinet to make America healthy again. He will finally get to the bottom of why our food companies are destroying the health of our children. Then again, I'm sick of the way the media lies continuously about Donald Trump, stating with the incessant racism claims they are just nonsense. The latest thing I learned, he sent his plane to fly Nelson Mandela home after he was in jail with the U.S. Wouldn't do it. Racist? No. I'm sick of the U.S. being embroiled in foreign wars. Trump will keep us out of them again. He's just crazy enough that foreign nations will stand down. They have no fear of Kamala. They will fear him. Trump sees this country as fundamentally good. Kamala sees it as evil. Trump will end the nonsense of the open border, which makes our country less secure, less financially stable, brings in millions of people illegally who compete for America's jobs. The government has to print billions to care for the illegals. He will stockpile Bitcoin. President Trump will. He'll keep men out of women's bathrooms and women's sports. He's a heavyweight personality negotiator. Kamala's phony. The people who want Kamala Harris to win are the most annoying people in the country. They have pushed for pronouns, masks, endless vaccines, cancel culture, riots, blatant racism towards whites, gender confusion, undermining the U.S. Constitution. He'll upset the current political system. He was nearly the victim of assassination three times, and he keeps going. He's not the best in interviews, but he at least puts himself out there over and over and over. Harris doesn't do press conferences. Harris and the media, they're trying to prop her up, you know, hid Biden's cognitive decline. They accused President Trump of being a threat to democracy, yet she was installed as the nominee with no votes. She wants to pack the Supreme Court. She wants to eliminate the filibuster. She sued Robert Kennedy Jr. to keep him off the ballot, and the threat to democracy is Trump? Nonsense. Those who support Harris look at Trump supporters as vile, stupid, ignorant, and fascist. They disown family members or disinvite them from Thanksgiving dinner for they support Trump. This is disgraceful. Those who support Harris look at Trump supporters as vile, stupid, ignorant. Yeah, every time she talks, I try to give her a chance, but she's the most phony and condescending politician I've ever seen. Ever. Can't do it. Won't do it. She and those who support her are resistant to voter ID and believe requiring an ID is racist. Her Department of Justice is suing the state of Virginia for trying to purge the voter rolls of illegals. Why would we not want one vote per one U.S. citizen? Is it more racist to believe people from the inner city are perfectly capable of securing a government-issued ID? Or to believe that they are incapable? That's it. I'm done. Thanks for hearing me out. Well, thank you, Jason at Bitcoin for Freedom, for letting us know your two cents on that. We certainly needed to see another person finally turn this direction. We're at amwayknow.com. Folks, you can go to our website. You'll find plenty of things to, you know, keep you going each day. We have got all of our social media links on there at the very top. You'll notice that we had Facebook, X, Instagram, Telegram, podcasts, and more. If you go to our videos, you'll see all our videos are listed there for you to see. You can continue to scroll down our AUK merch button. You click there for all of our merch. Subscribe to our newsletter. Put your name and email in there. Follow our podcast. Go to our conservative websites like our Drudge Report for Conservatives, The Patriot Light. Just click on that. It'll take you to that website, and you'll be able to find so much more of our partners. You say, you know what? I can't remember where EMF protection was, which video it was on. Oh, I know. I'll go to amwayknow.com, scroll down, and I'll find EMF protection. Click on that link and order my products. Yeah, Parker Pastures, Dr. Kelly Shockley, Immune Support, New Springs Wellness Center, Ascent Nutrition, Bright Core, Hunter's Blend Coffee, and more. Man, it's just amazing what we've got for you. And hopefully you guys will understand and know that if you want other places to look at our videos, we've got Clout Hub. You can go there and actually play our videos and click down on the bottom of the video, and you can change it to just about any language, and it'll have all the translations for you. So if you're in another country, you can say, hey, I want to watch it, share it with other people that can't speak English. Well, there it is. And they don't have a lot of pop-up ads also. Shop.amwayknow.com. Go there for sweatshirts, hoodies, accessories, hats and tees, and tanks. And folks, you can also get ready for Election Day to take 28% off all statement tees. Plus, you get a free Save America button with any statement tee purchase. You just put vote 828 and wear your button on Election Day. That is pretty cool. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear.
Of the United States, the Republican nominee for this year's presidential election, Donald J. Trump. Welcome.
And the ladies were going crazy to see President Trump. And we're told that they don't support him. Oh, yeah. Right. And then we hear from Harris Faulkner asking a full room of women, how many are concerned about their daughters having to compete against men in sports?
How many of you are worried about biological men and boys competing against women and girls in sports? Just show me. That's almost the entire, that is the entire room. And I know you have a question.
I do.
By the way, excuse me. It's so crazy. It's so
crazy. Your question, yes. Your name and your hometown.
My name is Linda, and I'm from Milton, Georgia.
Good.
But originally Brooklyn, New York.
Oh,
I'd get that.
Good.
My question is, how do you plan on addressing the transgender issue in women's sports? I have 9 grandchildren, 6 of them female, wow, all playing sports, and we are very concerned for their safety, not just on the field and the courts, but in their locker rooms as well.
Right. It's such an easy question, and everybody in the room, and you know that answer, we're not going to let it happen.
You look, just yesterday they had a volleyball match. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Where a person that transitioned, okay? We have to be very careful because this can terminate your political career if you say it's slightly off, all right? But transitioned from man to female and was on a volleyball. And I saw the slam. It was a slam. I never saw a ball hit so hard, hit the girl on the head. But other people, even in volleyball, they've been permanently, I mean, they've been really hurt badly, women playing men. But you don't have to do the volleyball. We stop it. We stop it. We absolutely stop it. You can't have it. It's a man playing in the game. I mean, physically, from a muscular state, even if it was a little bit less, maybe they do all sorts of tests and drugs and everything else. Look at what's happened in swimming. Look at the records that are being broken.
So how do you stop it? Do you go to the sports leagues? Do you go to the Olympic
You just
councils?
Ban it. The president bans it. You just don't let it happen.
Not a big deal.
I wish he'd ban it. Not just for women's sports. I wish he'd ban all of this trans stuff in the military, too. There's a lot of stuff I'd wish he'd do to get the military back to good moral judgment. Really change the fabric of everything that's happening in the military that I've noticed since Obama entered and changed everything. It's been really, really sad to watch play out. Check this out.
And just in 3.5 years, my child tax credit has decreased by 80% almost.
You get what? Excuse me?
Her child tax credit has decreased by 80%.
That's
sorry, my child tax credit has decreased by almost 80%. Daycare for the lowest amount is roughly $1,400 a month for one child here.
Yeah.
Last year, I broke my neck. I almost lost.
You have a beautiful voice, by the way.
Thank you so much. Yep. I'm having a panic attack right now. Don't panic.
I'm right here with you.
So you can see how President Trump notices that she's struggling. So he just says something real quick to her to settle her down. And that was really smart.
But last year I had broken my neck and I tried applying for any kind of assistance and was denied because I did not make less than $700 a month. And I'm shaking like a freaking leaf. I cannot stop. So I could not afford daycare. I obviously was having to go through physical therapy and a lot of issues, and I'm still having issues to this day.
Right, I understand.
But what kind of realistic changes that do you think you can provide single parents, married parents, any kind of parent, to just simply afford children in today's world with the
and
way
it's
things
not fair,
are?
Right? It is not fair.
No.
You never heard of Ivanka, right? Ivanka. My daughter drove me crazy on this. We had the simplest, most beautiful tax. You know, I gave you the largest tax cuts in the history of our country, okay? Larger than the Reagan cuts, larger. But my daughter, Ivanka, she said, Dad, we have to do tax credits for women, you know, for the child tax credits. She was driving me crazy. Then I did it, and I got it just about done. Dad, you've got to double it up. I said, Ivanka, it was actually more complicated than the entire bill, but I got it done. And what we're going to do, and I'm going to make, because I understand exactly what you're saying, we're going to readjust things so that it's fair to everybody, because it's really not fair to everybody. But we have a lot, and we're going up higher, but we're also going to readjust, because you have to make some readjustments.
And so he's helping everyone. He's giving great answers. He's doing it in a soft way. And I noticed that he did that also in Univision. Right, he went over there and had a conversation with several folks. And, you know, he had some questions from this person, Teresa, chief of staff at UCLA, lives in L.A., born in Monterrey, Mexico, 48 years old. And so she wants to know, what are the three virtues that you see in vice, you know, good virtues in Harris?
Good evening, Mr. President. I only think it's fair to ask the same question I posed the Democrat candidate.
¿Cuáles son las tres virtudes que usted reconoce en la vicepresidenta Kamala Harris?
What are the three virtues that you see in Vice President Kamala Harris?
That's a very hard question. That's the toughest question. The other ones are easy. I'm not a fan.
I'm not a fan. I think she's harmed our country horribly, horribly, at the border, with inflation, with so many other things. But she seems to have an ability to survive. She seemed, because, you know, she was out of the race and all of a sudden she's running for president. That's a great ability that some people have and some people don't have. She seems to have some pretty long time friendships. And that's, you know, also that's, I don't call that an ability. I call that a good thing. And she seems to have a nice way about her. I mean, I like the way, you know, some of her statements, some of her, the way she behaves in a certain way. But in another way, I think it's very bad for our country, very bad for our country. But she does seem to have some relationships that be lasting. And she does seem to be a survivor. Because remember, she was the first one out, and all of a sudden she's running for president. And the other 21 people that are running, they're sitting home watching her on television, right? So that's by far the toughest question I've had today. Thank you very much.
So I wonder if when Kamala was on Univision, if they asked her the same question, or the three good qualities that you see in President Trump. They probably never got around to that. But let's talk about the good qualities for Kamala here. You ready?
Talked about locking people up because they disagree with him. This is a democracy. And in a democracy, the president of the United States, in the United States of America, should be willing to be able to handle criticism without saying he'd lock people up for doing it. Talked about.
So you notice, again, we've been talking about this the past few weeks now. Different folks, like the guy Larry, who was, Larry Donald, I think, that was gnashing his teeth, gritting his teeth, couldn't stand. Every time they bring up Trump, it seems like the demons that are inside of these people, these demon-possessed people, anytime they bring up the name President Trump, Donald Trump, they weep, they gnash their teeth, they scream, and they yell. And yet they say President Trump's the one that's filled with hate and anger and bitterness. And we don't need him as the president of the United States. Yet they're allowed to scream and yell. They're allowed to burn down the cities. They're allowed to have all types of false flags. They're allowed to steal the elections and more. You know, interesting, because even federal employees throughout the executive branch, are reportedly panicking at the thought of another Trump administration, fearing they could lose their jobs. I wonder if they're weeping and gnashing of their teeth. You know, I worked around some of these federal employees at that branch level, and I tell you what, when I was in, they had a hatred for President Trump before I got out of government service, the ones at the top levels. Something's going on. And if you go to 1729, drop from President Trump, he said, make America great again. He wanted to make sure it was posted at 529. 529 says, be ready. MSN's coming big way. We see all, we hear all, fight, fight, fight. Conspiracy pushing push is coming. MSM has lost control. The Democrats lost the slave grip. They're losing the center voters. Yep, the libs are the minority. The mainstream media projects as a big movement, right? They're not. Fake news, 4 to 6% lost forever. And we know that is happening. Probably it's, you know, I always say 80-90% of the people probably support President Trump now. We would even think that if the election wasn't rigged, that it would be something like a Reagan deal where, you know, Reagan won 49 of the 50 states back when he was put in. Who knows? But a lot of folks are waking up, and stuff like this is what makes you wonder why anybody would even vote for somebody to continue the craziness that's been happening the last 4 years. Look at this.
I own my own home. Couple cars, you know what I mean? I got four kids, got a wife, beautiful wife at home. So to see it just all of a sudden disappear, wouldn't you be a little mad about that?
Detroit auto worker is dying on the vine.
And I've been here 4 years working hard. You want to get these jobs to other people so you can pay them less than what you're paying me. You shouldn't have never did that.
You can hear her in the streets. You can hear him in the bars. This is a UAW joint in Warren, Michigan. Stellantis, the European company that now owns Jeep, Ram, Dodge, and Chrysler, is laying off 2,500 people at the factory right across the street. Whenever I go to Awake,
but a house,
I like to buy the family a drink.
Everybody that wants one.
So what's this mean for people in their bills and every day?
It sucks. What you mean? What it mean? The people got to change their whole dynamic now. This is all f***ed up. And they've been there 30 years already. Come on, bro. Is that right now? That
you mean
right?
You got all the bills outstanding and all of a sudden it's yanked out?
Nah, it's yanked out.
Michigan is car country, so when an auto plant lays people off, the unemployment train starts to roll downhill. ABC Murray Sprockets has been here on 8 Mile Road more than 50 years.
By the magic of TV. Hey.
Charlie,
it's Bob.
They make gears for the assembly line. If the assembly line isn't churning out cars, then ABC might soon become See You Later.
The way the country's going now, are you worried that you won't be the fourth generation?
No, I plan on being the fourth generation. I just hope it doesn't die with me.
Well, where's the hell is work going in this country?
It's going to shame. China.
Do you feel that the corporations and the political professionals have forgotten about you, this neighborhood, this state? Have they left you hanging?
I think our governor's left us hanging for sure. I don't think she cares about business in this state right here. She needs to.
So all of this playing out day after day in our face. And, you know, we had a conversation about this Sunday. We've got another interview that we're posting this Sunday from Dr. Kirk Elliott dealing with the BRICS meeting that they're having in October 22nd, I believe. But first, I want to make sure you focus on this new demand for silver. It could wipe out the ground supply. It's why it's important to get your silver. It seems like it's probably going to hit triple digits. We're going to keep an eye on that. But I just want to send this reminder to those who haven't reached out to him. Dr. Kirk Elliott will help you. AndWeKnow.com/gold. He provided us some more support, definitely for all of you out there.
Tapped out. We're living at the margin, paycheck to paycheck. And it doesn't matter if interest rates go to zero. We don't have enough money to spend. So it's not going to have the impact they want. Now, you look at this. And people are going to start grumbling. Yep. There's going to start to be riots and protests when eggs hit $10 a dozen, right? When toilet paper goes up, when the cost of meat isn't just up 50% for beef, it's up 150%. See, these are the things that are coming. And since Biden took office, the official inflation rate is up 20%. It's like the inflation official numbers are an absolute lie. I mean, we're up on average like 13 to 15% a year, right? Since the whole time. Your groceries bill will tell you that. Your grocery bill will tell you your groceries didn't go up 20% over the last 4 years. You're probably thinking, what? It like doubled.
Yep. So he's catching all this and more, you know. President Trump is waking folks up also on so many levels. Kamala's support is collapsing with black voters. Inflation is hell. Worse, their cities are being used as illegal alien dumping grounds. If Kamala gets four more years, the black community loses its political power forever because their neighborhoods will be majority migrant. And so that connected with 1615, winning. Patriots won it all. We're winning. Do not live in fear, but you remember that they will do all they can to try to take this election. We talked about everything that's been going on in North Carolina and the suffering that's going on there, and I'll show you this cartoon somebody caught years ago, decades ago, showing us how they manipulate the weather.
So I happened by this video yesterday, and I just want you to see something.
So for those listening and not watching, it's the cartoon, if you can remember, where he's trying to make this kid learn how to make rain.
So this little
boy takes an airplane, makes a paper airplane. What you doing there, son? He puts dry ice in the paper airplane and throws it
into the sky. Huh. Dropped it into the cloud. And now it's going to make a storm. Imagine that. See, they showed us as kids that they do it.
Yep, decades. They were already showing us decades ago in cartoons how they manipulate the weather. and what they do with that. And it's causing all types of people doubting how the government is even supporting anything that's going on up in North Carolina. Another $425 million to Ukraine, and meanwhile, supplies are being confiscated in western North Carolina. Check this out.
Yeah, I'm BJ Cooley. I'm with Pro Property Services, SMD Construction, and Red Wolf. And what we've been doing is we've been making runs down to Georgia and bringing back supplies as much as we can. A lot of the times, I've been hearing that we're getting a lot of interference with some of the supplies going down to devastated areas. We just want you to know that we can handle it.
Okay, well, BJ just told me something off camera that really upset me, so we're going to put it on camera. What'd you just say?
So, guys, a lot of people here in town are starting to donate, like, pallets of things. So we had people donate pallets of, like, chainsaws and stuff. Well, they got confiscated, and what had happened is confiscated it and delivered it and took credit for delivering this, all these products. So, like I said, some of the times on the last video, what I was saying was we can handle delivering this material and these supplies and everything they need. We don't need any help through all that.
Don't need oversight.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's what's going on. And I like his hat. My Jesus ain't no sinner that he can't save. That's really cool. And so, again, these reports coming in, wondering what in the world's going on with FEMA. I showed you the video yesterday where they're building camps. They pop up overnight and more. And, of course, they blame all this on climate change. Notice when this climate change comes up at the president of Guyana, look at how he handles this arrogant BBC reporter.
Over the next decade, two decades, it is expected that there will be $150 billion worth of oil and gas extracted off your coast. It's an extraordinary figure. But think of it in practical terms. That means, according to many experts, more than 2 billion tons of carbon emissions will come from your seabed, from those reserves, and be released into the atmosphere. I don't know if you, as a head of state, went to the COP in Dubai.
Let me stop you right there. Do you know that Guyana has a forest forever that is the size of England and Scotland combined? A forest that stores 19.5 gigatons of carbon? A forest that we have kept alive? A forest that we have kept alive.
Does that give you the right? Does that give you the right to release all of this carbon?
To lecture us on climate change? I am going to lecture you on climate change because we have kept this forest alive that stores 19.5 gigatons of carbon that you enjoy, that the world enjoy, that you don't pay us for, that you don't value, that you don't see a value in, that the people of Guyana has kept alive. Guess what? We have the lowest deforestation rate in the world. And guess what? Even with our greatest exploration of the oil and gas resource we have now, we will still be net zero. Guyana will still be net zero. With all our exploration,
we'll still be net zero.
Powerful words, Mr. President. I'm not completed as yet. I am not finished as yet.
Get him.
I am just not finished as yet.
Get him.
Because this is the hypocrisy that exists in the world. The world in the last 50 years has lost 65% of all its biodiversity. We have kept our biodiversity. Are you valuing it? Are you ready to pay for it? When is the developed world going to pay for it? Or are you in the pockets? Are you in the pockets of those who have damaged the environment? Are you in the pockets? Are you and your system in the pockets of those who destroyed the environment and now lecturing us? Are you in their pockets? Are you paid by them?
That's right. Are you paid by them? They're BBC. Are you in their pockets? Is that why you're here? Because you've been trained by the agents that deal with psyops? Calling him out for who he is, and he knows. These evil ones will do anything to lie, cheat, and steal to get a hold of people and their thoughts around this earth. And so remember I was showing you earlier that cartoon with the dry ice? Well, I don't know if you guys saw this, but there's a video that came out. And the guy went out in his backyard. He noticed that something was happening in his yard. There was smoke. He's like, well, why is there smoke in my yard? Well, it's raining during Milton, right? It scared me more than Milton, right? What did scare him? Well, there's smoke on the lawn.
Now, because it's pouring down rain again.
He says he doesn't know what it is. And when you get up to it, you realize.
You can see the smoke, right?
It's dry ice. Huh. They were manipulating the weather. It was right there on the ground for all to see. Just more proof of how they do these things out there for everyone to notice. They're being exposed. We're catching it. And so as we get to more of this exposure, I wanted to show you Stephen A. Smith. I mean, this guy's got a pretty big influence when it comes to different things going on out there. He was a big, big Democrat, I think. But he called out Obama for telling black men they are misogynists for asking questions about Kamala Harris.
And what you said is unacceptable. You see, what you're missing is that you're basically accusing black men who come up with a reason to not support Kamala Harris as engaging in misogyny. Whatever happened to disagreeing without being disagreeable, President Obama? What happened to that? All of a sudden, we want to challenge men and our love and our affection as black men for black women. We want to bring that into question because we've got an election coming up and people may have the temerity to think differently than you. It's because she's a woman that she's in danger of losing this election. Didn't Hillary Clinton win the popular vote in 2016? Didn't she get over 2.8 million more votes than Donald Trump in the popular vote for the 2016 election? Last time I checked, she's a woman. Are we there sitting here and implying that black men would be more apropos to support a white woman than a black woman? Is that what we're saying? Is that what we're saying? It's a rhetorical question because it makes no sense to me. Diminishing black voters, particularly black men, since you were in office. In 2008, 95% of the black populace voted for Barack Obama. It dipped in 2012 by about 6 to 8%. It dipped another 6% in 2016 when Hillary was running. It dipped even more in 2020 when Trump ran against Biden. It's been dipping since 2008. It didn't just start. Was that about misogyny? Was that about a hesitancy to support our women? Mm. I am getting sick and tired of black men being raked through the coals because of some imagery of not being supportive of black women.
So if all this plays out the way that we think, there could be dire consequences for those that hate President Trump so much. They've been programmed to believe that he's evil, that he's a criminal, that he stole the election in 2016, that he'll put people in concentration camps, normal people, right? Not the elites. We know when President Trump says that they're infiltrating our government, that's the people on the inside that are causing problems. It has nothing to do with the folks, everyday folks, that Kamala keeps pandering to. See, he's going to put you in jail. He's going to put you in concentration camps. See, he said he's going to use the government to come after you. No, he's going to use the law to go after those who committed treason and stole these elections. For those that committed treason selling adrenochrome, for those that are out there abusing children, losing 325,000 children to sex traffickers. But the normal folks that don't do any of this, that are brainwashed to believe that Trump is evil and that their world's going to crumble if President Trump wins, well, Mark Halperin went on to Tucker Carlson and told us what would happen if Trump wins.
Let's say Trump wins 3 weeks from today. Mm-hmm. What happens? The Democratic Party is, I mean, as you said, a lot of Democrats, maybe the majority, believe that Trump becoming president again is the worst thing that ever could happen. So how do they respond to that?
I say this not flippantly. I think it will be the cause of the greatest mental health crisis in the history of the country. I think tens of millions of people will question their connection to the nation, their connection to other human beings, their connection to their vision of what their future for them and their children could be like. And I think that will be require an enormous amount of access to mental health professionals. I think it'll lead to trauma in the workplace. I think there'll be some degree of
protest. Are you being serious?
100% serious. 100% serious. I think there'll be alcoholism. There'll be broken marriages. Yeah. They think he's the worst person possible to be president. And having won by the hand of Jim Comey and Fluke in 2016 and then performed in office for 4 years and denied who won the election last time and January 6th, the fact that under a fair election, America chose by the rules pre-agreed to, Donald Trump again, I think it will cause the biggest mental health crisis in the history of America. And I don't think it will be kind of a passing thing that by the inauguration will be fine. I think it will be sustained and unprecedented and hideous. And I don't think the country's ready for it.
So mental health crises often manifest in violence.
Yeah, I think there'll be some violence. I think there'll be workplace fights. There'll be fights at kids' birthday parties. I think there'll be protests that will turn violent. I hope they're not, but I think there will be some. But I think it will be more, it'll be less anger and more a failure to understand how it could happen. You know, like the death of a child or your spouse announcing that you know, your wife announcing she's a lesbian and she's leaving you for your best friend. Like a something that's so traumatic that it is impossible for even the most mentally healthy person to truly process and incorporate into their daily life. I hope I'm wrong, but I think that's what's going to happen for tens of millions of people, because they think that their fellow citizens supporting Trump is a sign of fundamental evil at the heart of their fellow citizens and of the nation. That's how they view it.
Mental health crisis on the way. President Trump steps in. I know a few people now. They're going to go crazy to the point where I probably won't want to be around them, because I tell you what, they're going to go crazy. And they're going to be manipulated, and the mainstream media is going to continue to play this out, we know. And we already know that they have plans, thanks to Raskin leaking out to everyone on video, that they're not going to certify the election anyway. These rulers are demonic. Talk about the weeping and gnashing of teeth all the time. We are in spiritual battle. And I wanted to show this from the original truther, I believe, Cooper, who was taken out. And then somebody showed up and took all of his talking points about 9/11, and now everybody thinks that guy's the truther. I'm not going to say his name, but anyway, this guy's the original. And he was trying to let everybody know ahead of time how this is playing out.
It's just absolutely incredible that the American people don't understand that groups of men don't get together and meet in secret and take blood oaths, which say that they can be cut open and their heart ripped out of their body and their intestines scattered over the floor if they talk about the secrets. That's not a benevolent fraternity. That's a dangerous group of men. Strong men don't play games like that. They're serious. These men who are bringing about the New World Order don't believe in the God of the Bible. They believe in the God of light, Lucifer, the angel of light, who was flung down to the earth and became the Lord of the world. That's their God. You see, it's been infiltrated. And from within, they are eating at the heart of this nation like a cancer, this secret society. They are destroying it. They are subverting it. Our Constitution has not been allowed to work since 1945 and maybe even earlier. And they have been working behind the scenes to bring about a one-world totalitarian socialist government with the Communist Manifesto as its platform through the United Nations, which was created by this nation from an older organization called the League of Nations, which was the original foundation. And at the highest levels of our government, the Constitution's already been scrapped, and they are working under the aegis of the UN Participation Act and the United Nations Charter.
For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, again, we come before you another day. Information flowing, exposure of evil ones happening. All of these, we hope and pray, are being done in such a way to show us that our country has strayed so far away from you, We took the Bible out of the schools decades ago. We took prayer out of the schools decades ago. We've replaced that emptiness with other gods. And it can only take us so far. We realize that if we don't honor Heavenly Father who blessed our country, if we don't get back to realizing that you are the reason that we are even here, we know that the end would be terrible for this country and for the entire earth. So we ask you and we beseech you on behalf of millions seeking your throne that this revival would happen throughout our country, realizing we're at the very edge, the very precipice of losing everything that you've blessed us with. May we return back to you, repent, and watch our nation flourish once again in giving honor to you. You deserve it all. All the praise and honor and glory. We ask for continued protection for our country, for our nation's leaders, the real leaders. And we hope soon and very soon these evil ones are put away as an example for all of us to get back to the canon, the true word of God, and true moral principles that are so desperately needed in these days. We ask all this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen and amen. Folks, thank you for tuning in. Sorry these are getting long. I was trying to keep this at 40 minutes today. Couldn't do it. But there's just a lot to cover. A lot going on. We're getting closer to a big date, right? November 5th. But after that, we know we're probably going to have some serious battles leading into January, maybe even longer. Let's continue to stay in prayer. Do not live in fear. Please hit that subscribe button, follow button, and share. We'd really appreciate that. Thank you for your support and your prayers. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Them We Know. Signing out.
The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity.
He talked about locking people up because they disagree with him. This is a democracy.
And shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth.
He's convinced all these people that he didn't lose. He's such a sick man. He's so sick.
Let's say Trump wins. Uh-huh. 3 weeks from today.
I think it will be the cause of the greatest mental health crisis in the history of the country.
Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear.
Up and down the ballot, how many of you are worried about biological men and boys competing against women and girls in sports? Just show me. That's almost the entire room of the United States. The Republican nominee for this year's presidential election, Donald J. Trump. Welcome.